Hello, my name is Caitlin, giving you a call back from customer service.
Are you from Energy Source?
We're a third-party call center, so we do pull up the account if you have been charged or if you're trying to receive a product to see what it's for first.
You're not answering my question. Yes or
yes,
no?
Yes, ma'am. I did answer your question. That is not the name of this specific company. We are a third-party call center. We work for several different companies. So what we do is we pull up your account information to see what company charged you and what you were charged for.
Okay. I got charged on something that I did not do, and it came back from Energy Source. I have a phone number, and that's it.
Okay.
And because of this, now I can't use my debit card.
Okay. If you can confirm that zip code.
I have a phone number. That's it. That's all I have.
Your zip code?
My zip code is 15022.
And your name?
Jean Coleman.
All right. Give me 1 second. I'm sorry, still loading. Okay, so I see you have a charge on February 13th, $56.95. It looks like it is a membership fee for an online store. From when you got the Pulse Ox back in December. Do you remember getting that?
I got what from December? What's
a Pulse
the name of whatever?
A pulsometer. Pulsometer.
What, for a finger? Is that a finger thing?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, that was supposed to be free.
Yeah, so the product is free, but it's free due to it enrolling you into that online store.
Okay, and then when I got the thing, it didn't work. So that's like false advertisement. Is there any way we can do away with that somehow?
If you don't want the membership, we can cancel it so you won't keep getting charged for it. You do still have access to it up until March 13th, and you do still have access to the $125 gift card they send each month for the store, but I can cancel it for you.
You cannot or you can?
Can. Would you like to write down the cancellation number?
Yes.
All right. It is C as in Charlie.
Okay.
258. 970
170
111. All right, that's the full number.
That's it?
Yes, ma'am.
Is there a phone number wrong with that?
No, that's just the cancellation number. That just shows that you canceled on today.
Okay.
And also, you'll get an email to the one that's listed, JungleCole@gmail.com, that'll tell you about the cancellation as well.
Okay.
So you have those two things as proof showing that you did cancel.
Okay. All right. Yes. Yeah, well, you helped clear that up. Sorry I got a little hostile, but I'm a bit pissed because I don't remember doing that. And because the thing came through free, and on top of that, it didn't say anything at all about a membership.
Yes, ma'am. I do understand. That's why I do typically when they call in, even people that have not been charged, like that are just thinking about doing a survey, I always read the terms because anytime for any company, the advertisement does not tell you all details. It only tells you what is being advertised.
Yeah. Okay,
yes,
well, thanks a lot. I think I should be able to get my card unlocked now.
Yes, you can. I've had people that call in, and what I do is just tell them to verify with the bank that you spoke with the company, the charge has been taken care of, and that you don't need to have your card locked or changed. And most of the time, they do it for you.
Okay, yeah. I'm calling my bank now. So thanks a lot for your help.
No problem, ma'am. And thank you for calling customer service. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.